So the hounds of Silicon Valley have been unleashed upon us. And here's the thing. People are trying to say like, oh, look at Twitter. Twitter lost $40 billion. Let me tell you this, and I told it Mike during the crosstalk. Let me tell you this right now. Economics will not hurt them. They will hurt us, but it will not hurt them. Because you're dealing with demons, my man. They could just print money and give it to Twitter. They've already had the largest transfer of wealth this year via Corona. Corona. So you think that, oh, Twitter lost XYZ amount of money. They don't care about that. It's all about control. It's all about control. Money will come after for them. That's what they're trying to do. If you're on Twitter right now and you're trying to figure out what that website is, Anthony Stein, Pontificator Max, has been pushing. I don't know, maybe he has a stake in it, the SP3RN. Check it out there. That's how I found it. But we have a lot of things happening where evil is trying to, and we have to look at this from a tactical standpoint, and I'm going to talk about in the next segment of the program. The next segment of the program, we're going to look at the AP, as I call from now on, the Alliance propaganda. What they're pushing out, what's their narrative, because it's the news of the day and the narrative that'll follow. Top of the second hour, I'm going to talk to you about what I'm doing and what I did this weekend, because I have not been great in overall prepping. I have food, I have ammo. I have some basics, batteries, flashlights, all that kind of stuff, but I ramped it up 100% over the weekend. I'm going to talk to you about the preps I made for Berettistan, which is my kingdom, and it sounds like a communist regime because I rule with an iron fist if my wife lets me. So that's what we're talking about here in the Barrett Brief on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing. Always on air, always online at crusadechannel.com. This segment of the program is brought to you by books. I have many leather-bound books, and it smells like rich mahogany. Go to mikechurch.com/shop. Go buy the book, Is Davis a Traitor? I'm telling you, men. Secession is coming down the pike. Here in Texas, I'm having Daniel Miller, president of the Texas Nationalist Movement, the guy that I'm volunteering for as a district director in this state. I am a member of it. He's coming here. The Texas legislature is finally back in session after 2 years, because we take 2 years on, take 2 years off in between. We're going to talk about it. There's a referendum being introduced for Texas independence. And I'm going to have to, I got to call, I got to burn up the lines this week and tell my representatives that they better support it. So we're talking about that with Daniel Miller on Wednesday. So I'm very excited to have him on. But this, it is the path forward. You got to go get Is Davis a Traitor, because you're going to get lectured by all these people. Telling you about secession is not legal, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, your fifth grade civics lesson, which is incorrect. So, mikechurch.com/shop. Is Davis a Traitor? Get it today. I'm so up on this. If you're part of our email list, which you should be, that's going to be the subject of tonight's email blast for the Founders Trading Post. I really think every man should have this book in their library and read it. I didn't even write the thing. You would think that I wrote this thing the way I'm pushing it, but it is that important right now. Oh, one more thing before I get into everything. You got people can I don't want to hear about Gab slow, Gab's this. Guys, Gab is not designed because they don't have, they weren't designed for because they don't have Amazon and all these other people's backing for the influx that's coming. Give them a week, all right? Give them a week. They'll get up to speed. But right now, people are expecting it to act and work like Twitter. It's not. They don't have the ability to do that. They will. They will. You just got to give them some time. But can we stop being petulant children?
Gab is awful. I hate Gab. It's not like Twitter.
It's not going to be like Twitter for a while, bro. You got to support them. You got to support stuff. This is the thing I don't get. People don't... Conservatives are like, oh, why doesn't Gab work? Gab's like, hey, can you chip in $5? Oh my gosh, you guys want us to give you money? Ugh. You're a bunch of socialist communists, you losers. If you don't like it, chip in so it can work better, so they have the funds to do it. You people just sit here and expect them to get their money from the government. Guess what? It's the exact same thing that you're fighting against. You don't want to get banned. You don't want any of this stuff. Then you need to go and support these things. Just like, hint, hint, the Crusade Channel needs your support and your donations and your memberships. Because my church was smart enough to see the long game and see all this coming down. And while he was telling everybody, Mike built his, let me just say it this way. I'm not trying to be a heretic. I'm just using it. Mike built his ark. Mike built his boat. While everybody else was like, oh, look at my Periscope. Look at my Facebook Live. Look at my YouTube channel. And then it started raining. And everybody's like, Mike, let me in. Mike, let me in. You want to be on the side of the guy that built the ark. You don't want to be on the side of the guy that's pounding his fist against the door, trying to get into it. Now, how I got in the ark, I don't know. I'm affirmative action. I don't know. I don't know how I got in. But still, you want to be on this side. You want to be on the side of the guy that sees this stuff coming. And that's not an offense to the guy, to everybody else that was using it. I get it. You know, it was there. It was an easy way to get your name out. And while it was working, I understand all of it. Okay. I flirted with it a bunch of times to starting a webcast and a pod and all that stuff before I ended up here by the grace of God. And it's, you know, YouTube is like, just start a webcam and we'll blah, 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 blah. Thank you, ESWIT10, for your $2 donation, sir. I appreciate it. The Crusade Channel appreciates it. And we need more people like you who donate $2 a day, $5 a day, whatever it is. So that's where we're looking at. Okay? The Crusade, once mocked, everybody now turns to. And it's not a pride thing. It's just Mike seeing the playing field shape up. So if Twitter bans us, we have Gab. We have SP3N, or whatever it is. we have Minds. Minds is an open source platform. There are other ways to get our name out there. That's other ways to get our name out there. All is not lost. But we also have to look at, and I'll get this in. I know I'm all over the place, too. It's the weekend. I got to catch up on stuff. Why are they? They are stepping over themselves. By the way, this is hysterical. Nancy Pelosi did this this interview on 60 Minutes where she said her experience at the Capitol during the quote-unquote riots. I can give you 5 seconds. Here was her experience at the Capitol while it was quote-unquote being sieged. Let's open another bottle! Whee! She didn't even know what the hell was going on. Let's be real. Nancy, we need to get into the basement. Oh, yeah, we do. We gotta open up another bottle. Yeah, we're getting low. And I got to, oh boy, do I have a clip for you folks from the genius that is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She legitimately said that they were close to losing half of the house during the quote-unquote siege. You mean what? They were lost? There's no way that... And of course, it's being promulgated and pushed. And that's why we're just going to have to deal with whatever comes this way. This is the result. This is the result of seeding the playing field to these people. Okay? We're going to have to deal with it. Just because. Is it the end? No. Is it an opportunity to offer up what we're going to be dealing with? Yeah. And it's going to be interesting, the pushback by corporations who are all in on Biden, right? The same people that are doing this, they're now all sponsoring Biden's installation. It's not an inauguration, it's an installation. They're now saying, and I think this is stupid by them, but whatever, they're going to suspend all contributions to lawmakers to objected to the installation of president regime leader Biden. Okay. That means you're just going to have to go to the people. But it's also funny that we were told for years, Republicans are the company, the candidate of the corporations, as the corporations turn on Republicans. And don't get me wrong, Republicans love it. They are so excited to be back in the minority party. They cannot wait. Fundraising for days, at least they think.